Yes, Katie Zero Echo Tango Quebec, about 1 minute till TechNet time. Yeah, good evening. This is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec, Phil, St. Louis, Missouri. I'll be net control for the Handy Ham Thursday evening at TechNet, always on at 7 p.m. Central time every Thursday. And this net will be... one thing pulled there, I had the wrong thing down there. This net will be taking any questions or comments on any type of technical or computer related or ham radio related, any type of electronics related, any type of problem you might have or questions, comments, or anything. We'll try to see if we can get an answer if you have a problem. First, like, see if we have any priority or emergency traffic. Call now. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go ahead and just open it up to everybody. I don't like to just pick out certain areas as I do on a normal net. We'll just open it up to anybody, RF, Echolink, any way you can get here. If you just like to check in, that's fine. If you like to make a comment or have a problem, let us know what it is. See if we can get it solved for you. So, whoever would like to go ahead and check in to the Handy Ham Thursday Night TechNet, go ahead and call KD0ETQ now. Yeah, I didn't hear anybody in there, so I'm sure there's some people out there. But we'll just keep, maybe we're going to have people coming in a little late tonight. Once again, looking for check-ins, or if you got some questions, or got a problem with something, you want to bring it up, I just like to check in. To the Thursday Night TechNet, call KD0ETQ now.
KK4JZX.
Yeah, KK4JZX. Kind of wondering if I was getting out there for a minute. Don't believe I've ever started a net with no check-ins. So, okay, go ahead there, Jose.
Hey, Phil, thanks a lot for filling in tonight. And I heard you on here, and we're getting ready to step out to go pick up some stuff that we need for the trip, and we'll be leaving shortly. But folks, you know, check into the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet tonight. It's 7:03, and Phil is waiting for the check-ins. Hey, Phil, thanks a lot for taking the net. KK4JZX.
Yeah, okay there, Jose. Yeah, I figured that, because I think a couple of times I've filled in on the TechNet, and there was a couple of times there wasn't much going on until about 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden, everybody comes in. I think there may be another, there may be a TechNet over on South Cars at the same time. I'm not sure. Some people go there, and when that's done, then they come over here. So, a lot of times, there's a lot more activity an hour into it than there is at the beginning. So, yeah, thanks for checking in there, Jose, and hope your trip and everything goes well. Hope you have a good time there with whatever you do, you know, whatever you have to do, and don't run into any problems. So thanks for checking in. And like Jose said, we're looking for check-ins at a Handy Ham Thursday evening TechNet. Call now.
KA9, Oscar Papa Lima, this is Joe. Good evening.
Whiskey Zero, Foxtrot Oscar X-ray.
Okay, I've got two. I got K0 Oscar Papa Lima, I got Joe, and I got W0 Foxtrot Oscar X-ray. Joe, K9, I guess it is. I maybe said zero there. K9 OPL. Joe, go ahead, your turn.
Well, good evening. I don't have much to, right now, but I join in and I'll stand by. I don't have any particular comments or questions, but. And whenever I'm able, I like to get in on the net if I'm around on Thursday evening, which I am this evening. Next week I'll be at our club meeting, so I won't be on this next week. But I'll hang around, and if anybody gets in there that has anything that I think I can contribute to, why, I'll come back in. Thanks for taking the net, and I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is KA9OPL.
Yeah, okay, Joe, K9OPL, KD0ETQ. Yeah, okay, well, thanks for ever checking in. Like I said, I know a couple, one time I had the net, and there No topic never did come up. It was just a lot of people checking in, and just a little round table it went. So sometimes not much is discussed, and sometimes quite a bit comes up. So I know it's gone two and a half hours a few times. So, and sometimes there's a lot of late check-ins too. So thanks for checking in, and excuse me, if you have a topic, maybe you can come in and talk a little bit. So now we go to a W0 Foxtrot Oscar X-Ray. It's your turn.
Very good. Name here is Bill Baker, India Lima Lima. QTH is Plymouth, Minnesota, western suburbs of Minneapolis. Nothing to add to the net, just one for the count, I guess. I'm also happy summer is finally here. Hopefully, we won't slip back into winter. I was wondering when that would ever day would ever come. W0 Fox.
Yeah, okay there, Bill. W0 Fox at Oscar X-Ray. Thanks for checking it. Well, today is St. Louis. We had 63. I think it's 59 now. And we're supposed to get up to 65, 66 tomorrow, and pretty far up into the 70s Saturday, and then stay close to 70 for a few days. So Cardinals got their home opener here Monday afternoon. Might be some rain around. But, maybe it'll get the game in. But, it looks like it's going to try to get nothing's. This is, it's the first week of April. The only things blooming right now in St. Louis are some of the daffodils. Bradford Piers haven't opened yet, so we've been pretty chilly in St. Louis this March. So, if we get 3-4 days close to 70, I'm sure this stuff will start coming out pretty quick. So thanks for checking in. And once again, this is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec with the Thursday Evening TechNet. Looking for check-ins. If you'd like to just check in, just for the count, that's fine. If you guys want to discuss something, that's fine too. So just looking for any kind of check-ins. KD0ET Cuba listening.
Hello, Phil. This is November 5, X-Ray Charlie X-Ray.
Kilo Fox 5, Quebec Bravo.
Okay, got here then with Eric, KF5QQB. Yeah, so I don't know what that was, but finally popped back off. And I got Woody there first, N5X-Ray, Charlie X-Ray. Now go ahead, Woody, it's your turn.
Well, nothing much for the net. I don't have anything going on or no traffic tonight, but I will be sticking around for a little while. Wife's going to be heating up dinner here pretty soon, but I just wanted to say hi to everybody. It's about 72 degrees down here in outdoor Florida, and we had a rainy afternoon. It was nice and rainy, and it says it's more on its way, so I don't know. Who knows? Sounds like a good evening to stay inside and play radio tonight. They're over.
Yeah, okay there, Woody. Yeah, thanks for checking in. Yeah, I was looking at the weather, and it looked like there were some thunderstorms down in the southern half of Florida. It looks like, I think they had a tornado watch there. I know southern half of Florida down into the Keys, so. Looks like beginning of next week we may start getting our April showers and thunderstorms that we normally get here in Missouri. Yeah, thunderstorms are okay as long as we can do without this severe weather. We didn't have that much of it last year, but 2011's, it was bad. That's when the tornado hit North County. I live in South County, St. Louis. That's when the tornado hit my brother's house. He lives in North County. Hit the airport. And that was the same year that Joplin, Missouri made the news. 100 and something deaths out of that. And same year, I think Tuscaloosa and Birmingham got hit, and North Carolina. There was a lot of tornadoes in 2011 in the spring. So last year wasn't that bad. Hopefully this year won't be that bad either. Just have to wait and see, I guess. So thanks for checking in. Now I'll go to Eric, She was going in there with the N50ZG repeater there, KF5QQB. Your turn. Well, if you're trying there, I got a carrier, but no audio at all. If you're trying here, Eric, carrier came on and dropped out, and that was it. You want to try it again?
I'm sorry, I kind of missed you calling my name. Anyway, yeah, we got a, this is Eric, KF5QQB, down here in New Orleans. Well, actually, I'm across the river from New Orleans, but you know, what I'm talking about. And basically checking in tonight just to say how many difficulties with the repeater. Hopefully you can get up there and work on it this coming weekend. It's a very weird problem. We suspect it might be intermod, but we're not sure where the other signal is coming from. So it could be a puzzle, but we're going to try and work on that this weekend at some point. Anyway, I'll send it back to you. We had rather a cloudy, dreary day. We were kind of dizzy this morning, but cleared up. Well, it didn't clear up, but at least it stopped missing on us. It's kind of chilly now, though. Supposed to be nice again tomorrow and the rest of the weekend, though. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. KFI, oh, and I'm also going to the Ham Fest this weekend and testing for my exit. So hopefully I'll have a new call sign next week. KFI, CBD, back to next approach.
Okay, Eric, thanks for checking in, and yeah, it was kind of an intermittent noise in there, like a little buzzing noise, and you know, it would be like it would last for 2-3 seconds, stop, 2-3 seconds, stop, and then it quit altogether, and you were full quieting and clear there for about 30 seconds, and it started up again, so hope you get all that solved. I want to do some work on it, but I copied everything you had to say. Yeah, okay, on going for the new call sign. I just got the, I think it's been about, it was last August I went and got my general, end of August. So, so I've had it 7-8 months, so, yeah, it'll be a little while before if I go for the extra, I have to take a while to study up for that. It took me a little while to study up for the general, but, at least I got that now, so. I have to decide if I'm going to go for the extra. It's going to take me a little bit of, a lot of math in the extra. I've looked at a lot of the questions and take me a little while to study up on that. So good luck and all that. Thanks for checking in. So once again, we're looking for check-ins to the Thursday Night TechNet. For any way you can get here, call KD0ETQ now. Okay, I didn't hear nothing. Well, while I'm here, if you want to find out any more information about the Handy Ham, you can go to www.handyham.org and get information on when all the nets are. And also, if you'd like to join, and if you'd like information on the updates to the remote base, you can find all that on that website. And I'll be net controlled in tomorrow on the 11 a.m. Regular direct net. I do it every Friday, and this is one of the ones. We have it every day. Sunday it's a round table at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock Central Time for the directed nets, and Wednesday and Thursday nights at 7. We got a regular net on Wednesday night, got TechNet on Thursday night. And I believe there is a net that runs on a couple of different servers on Friday night at 7. So, we're still looking for check-ins to the Thursday night Handy Ham TechNet. So, if you'd just like to check in or just like to come in and talk about something electronics or tech-related, anything you'd like to do, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
KD0UPS. Over.
Okay, KD0, you may want to come back with that phonetically. KD0, I don't know if it's Uniform Papa Foxtrot or Sierra. Go ahead, and it's your turn.
Kilo Delta 0, Uniform Papa Sierra. Did you copy that, over? I'm a little ways away here.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure on the phonetics. I got Uniform Papa Sierra. And you got a little noise in the background, but I'm copying you fine. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Well, the name's Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. I'm in Blaine on HT little handheld, and a little antenna on a pizza pan pointed your direction. It's kind of nice that I got a hold of you tonight. I hear this repeater often when I'm at work. I might catch you guys at lunch break, but I can never get to you. Well, now I'm at home, been kind of sitting still and not in the car, so it's working pretty good. Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I kind of just popped on and heard that you're looking for callers, and said, what the heck, maybe I can get in this time, over.
Yeah. Okay, Ryan, I got it, you're in Blaine. Yeah, I'm copying you fine. Not that much noise in the background, a little bit. Yeah, HT, I got one about 4 months ago, that the bow fangs. I still just got the little rubber ducky antenna on it. I can hit, quite a few repeaters, but I'm not full quieting on a lot of them. So, I live in an apartment on the third floor. And I am about 6 feet away from, we got a balcony. I got sliding glass doors. Got it open, as it's upper 50s right now in St. Louis, so sun's getting ready to go down, but it's still warm enough up here on the third floor. So I've been thinking about getting a different type of antenna. I believe I could, because we're in the back part. I can't put a big antenna up, but I can maybe put some kind of antenna up on the balcony out there and run some coax in and hook it up while I'm sitting in the easy chair here. That way we got two repeaters in St. Louis that are, I have echo length. One of them I can hit pretty good, but I like to get full quieting on it. So, if I can't get on through echo link, I can get on through the St. Louis repeater, but I need a better antenna. So I can't, the tones won't go through real good if there's any noise in there, so. But you're sounding fine. Thanks for checking in. You have any other comments? Go ahead.
Well, I was just checking in. I noticed that you're breaking in and out. I don't know if that's me or what. Usually, now did you say St. Louis, Missouri? Over.
Yeah, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, I'm on Echolink, so excuse me. I'm not sure. Looks like my carrier's okay. I'm not on an HT. I was just talking about that I have one, but I don't. I can't make the St. Louis repeaters get Echolink full quieting, so I don't like to mess with it. So I'm just on Echolink, and yeah, I am in St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead.
Very nice. That's very nice. It's the first, I'm new to this hobby. I just passed the exam here last month. I have the general coming up Saturday, so I'm excited for that. I put all my extra effort into that test, so I'm pretty excited for this weekend. So this is the third match that I've been into. So thank you for taking me here. Glad I got in. That's St. Louis, Missouri. That's the farthest I've got so far. Over.
Yeah, okay there, Ryan. Well, with this repeater, you're on, the N0 BVE, connected through Echolink, so a lot of times you'll get a lot of DX, overseas sometimes. We've had coming from the Mideast, we've had Japan come through here, and one of the net controllers actually comes out of Germany. On Monday morning, ever around at 11 o'clock Monday morning, Christoph from Germany runs the net. So, yeah, you'll get hooked up into Echolink. You'll get a lot of range in there. You'll be able to get anybody going through a computer, and they'll go through a lot of times their computer's hooked up, and they're who runs an HT and into Echolink, and then you go back to another computer and back to your HT. So you'll be going from one HT to another, but with Echolink in the middle there, and I get a lot of DX here on this stuff. So thanks for coming in there, and glad to be your farthest call. So I guess we'll be looking for, looking for any more check-ins. This is KD Zero Echo Tango Quebec in St. Louis. That control for the Handy Ham Thursday evening TechNet. Looking for any check-ins. Just if you'd like to make one for the count, or if you've got a comment there, go ahead and call KD Zero ETQ now.
Kilowatt Zero, Mike Alpha November.
Okay, I got one. I got Kilowatt Zero, Mike Alpha November. I'll come back with your name there and QTH. Go ahead, your turn.
Yeah, good evening, Kilowatt Zero, Mike Alpha November. Handle is Jim, QTH is Egan, Echo Alpha Golf Alpha November, Minnesota, about 15 minutes south of the Twin Cities. And just got home from work, turned the radio on here, thought I'd just give you, I heard you wanted one for the count, so that's me. Got nothing to report. Weather's looking up for Minnesota. It was sunshiny all day, and hopefully we're going to have some good weather for the future. K0MAN.
Okay, K0 Mike Alpha November. Okay, Jim, you're in Egan, Minnesota, outside of the south, you said, of Minneapolis. Hey, give me one question here. You still have snow on the ground up there at all? Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot left over. Certain places have some snow and melting ice. A couple of the places that are covered up by trees and haven't been hit by the sunlight for very long. But as soon as that weather hits a constant 50 or 55 degrees for a couple of days, it'll all be gone. But I'd say it's 85 to 90% gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Yeah, thanks. I was just kind of wondering. Excuse me. I was looking on a satellite there. Sometimes if I get a visible satellite, I can, you know, but then there has to be no cloud cover whatsoever. I can see under the clouds if there's any snow reflecting back. I really couldn't tell too much today. But, yeah, on the 24th of March here in St. Louis, we had the northern suburbs had 15 inches, and down here we had about 10 or 11 in the south part of St. Louis, and stayed about 33, 34 while it was snowing on a Sunday, 24th. And within 4 days, it was 60 degrees and it was all gone. I think that's the fastest I ever seen 10 to 12 inches of snow melt in my life. But people right across the street here, I just, in the subdivision, today I heard the buzzsaw go and I looked out and they were cutting down, they had a couple of pine trees sit up there right about 30 feet from us, and during that snow it was so wet and heavy that the pine trees snapped and just fell down. They were out there sawing them up, using, I guess they'll use them for wood or something, sorry, some kind of firewood, if we still got any chilly days, because they were out there with cutting them up. But that snow really was a heavy, wet snow, and a lot of trees fell, even without the leaves on them. A lot of the pines, they went over. So, but it didn't last long. Instead, it lasted like 4 days, and starting to get a few of the flowers open now. Some of the Bradford pears are starting to open, so maybe in a week or two, be looking green down here in Missouri. So thanks for one for the count there, and have a nice evening. Once again, it's KD Zero Echo Tango Quebec St. Louis, Thursday evening TechNet, looking for check-ins. One for the count, or if you got a comment or a problem or a question, call KD Zero Echo Tango Quebec now. Okay, nothing hurt. This is going to be a slow evening. I got Jose, who's going to be heading out on an old trip that he takes in April, and I'm filling in for him tonight. But I filled in a few times. Had a couple of slow tech nets where it didn't have much going on. Maybe with the weather getting a little bit better, maybe a lot of people are trying to get out. Not like the dead of winter when you're snowed in and you can't get out. But I think most places now are starting to warm up enough for people want to get outside. As I got my sliding glass door open here with the looking out the screen. Still light here in St. Louis. The sun, I think, just set about a minute or two ago. So I like that area where we're that time of year where it takes till 7:30, and this time of year by June it'll take till about 9 before it gets dark. I don't especially care for around Christmas when it gets dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. I never did care for that. So I like the warmer weather. Hope we don't get as warm as we did last year. St. Louis, we were 108 degrees Fahrenheit there in June. We had 26 days over 100. So in a year before, we had like 14 days over 100. Back in 2008-09, we never got to 100. So we had a lot of 65-85 days. So maybe we can have a cooler summer this year. Being on the third floor, air conditioner works pretty hard to try to keep it cool up here. So once again, this is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec, St. Louis. Annie M, Thursday Night TechNet. Looking for check-ins, one for the counter. If you got any comments, call now.
Whiskey Alpha Zero, Tango Delta Alpha.
Yeah, I got Pat in there. WA0TDA. Go ahead, Pat. Your turn.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Well, I'm out with Jasper here. Oh, doggone it. He's just going to eat something. I don't want that to happen. You never know what they're going to eat. Let me get a reset. Okay, I reined him in there. He almost had a delicious snack of those what out here. Anyway, we have some serious melting going on in the Twin Cities today. It's been in the 40s all day long and just about up to 50, and so most of the snow is gone. We're looking forward to maybe doing some antenna work. I wonder if anybody on the net has tried a Nexus 4 Android phone and whether that works well with Echolink. So if anybody's listening and might have a Nexus 4, I'd like to hear about that. WA0TDA.
Oh, okay, Pat. WA0TDA. Okay, yeah, I've heard the snow's melting up there in the Twin Cities area. Like I said, we had that big storm on the 24th of March, and it was gone by about the 28th, so we haven't had any snow on the ground here for a while. Hopefully we don't get any in April. St. Louis has had snow as late as May 5th, I think, way back 100 years ago, but I've never seen snow in May here. I think the 20th or 21st, we had some flurries one year when I was young, but usually we would get the middle of April here in, you know, central Missouri, eastern Missouri, which usually past the snow time. So, okay, thanks for checking in. And also, okay, on the text box, I got Kilo Bravo 1, Zulu Gulf Papa, checking in and out, 73s. I got that marked down. Got you on the list. Thanks for the text box check-in. And Pat would like to know if anybody's got the Nexus 4 Android. And if they do, is it compatible with Echolink? If anybody out there knows about the Nexus 4 Android and whether it's load Echolink on there, is there an app with Echolink, yeah, you can let me know. If you'd just like to check in, you can do that too. Call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now. Yeah, okay, looks like it's going to be going to these slow tech nets. I had one of them, I think last Thanksgiving I filled in, and we never did get any kind of topic at all, but we had a kind of a round table going on. Quite a few people might be out and doing some things that's a little bit warmer, and at least go out and watch the snow melt. But like I said, Pat, W0TDA, let's know if anybody's had any luck or had anything to do with Nexus 4 Android, whether it's compatible to have Echolink on it or anything like that with that Nexus 4 Android. The fact I've never had any of these smartphones or tablets or anything. I'm still just messing with the laptops and the desktops. I guess eventually I'll have to get into the newer stuff. I just haven't done it yet, so I don't have the answer on the Android. I've been thinking about hearing a lot about Android. They seem like a grocery store I go up to, a friend of mine works there. He got an Android, so on with it. He uses a lot of the voice activation. I kind of like that. So I'm not sure the price of those, so they might be a little bit more expensive. Well, this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, the TechNet for Thursday night. Looking for check-ins. Anybody got a comment or just like to check in? Call now.
KB1ZGP. I just left a message for you there. Good evening to everybody around the net. But I had answer to the last caller that was there about the handheld devices as far as smartphones.
Okay, KB1ZGP. Okay, were you in reference to the Nexus 4 Android is regarding Echolink? Is that what you were talking about? Go ahead.
Yes and no, because I do have a smartphone, but I took you guys out with me. I had my phone here, and I was listening to the net, and actually, it's kind of like how cell phones work. Sometimes you get in a drop zone with the Echolink, so I experienced that, and I just walked over to the store, and everything just dropped on me, so Nexus phone, it might be a better quality, I don't know, because I'm using the Boost mobile phone, but I'm getting across quite well, and actually when I'm at home. But I would say to the gentleman that called there that you might experience, if you're mobile, moving around, you might experience drop calls like most cell phones do. KB1, ZGP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Pat was talking about the, the Nexus 4 Android. If I think you want to know if Echolink could be installed on the or how it worked with Nexus 4 Android. So thanks for your comment there, and you have a good evening too. Yeah, I believe I had you down from the text box, so I think that was you I had down earlier. So thanks for checking in, and you sound pretty good. So, once again, this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, looking for check-ins to the Thursday Night TechNet. So, if you'd like to make a comment or just check in for the count, call KD0 ETQ now.
KB1ZGP with just one more comment. Back over to net.
Yeah, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, I just wanted to mention to that gentleman, too, after you register your phone into the EchoNet, it also has various features, which I'm talking on my phone now. And it also has various control devices where you can upload like dB gain for your mic and stuff like that. So it's really well, and I don't think you will have any problem with the Echolink, but just once again, I just wanted to mention that sometimes you get dropped off. This is KB1, ZGP, and over to net in 73s.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, Pat, W0TDA, did you... you copy KB1ZGP on the comments about the phone there? Okay, maybe Pat stepped out and he's not around right now. So I marked all your comments down. So thanks for all of them there, and may come in handy then. This will be KD0 Echo Tango Quebec with Thursday evening Handy Ham TechNet. Looking for check-ins or comments, or just one for the count. If you just like to check in, that's fine. If you got a comment, that's fine too. Call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
N50ZG Mobile.
Yeah, I got N50ZG Mobile. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. I got in again. I never did end my final with a call before, and it's kind of been itching at me while I've been listening here, so I figure, hey, what the heck, I'm going to come in, chime in again with a question this time. And do it right at the end of the call here. Question, Echolink. I just received my hard copy, my hard ticket, and that's all I needed to complete the Echolink. And the other gentleman I just called said he was calling from his phone. Now I can use my phone as an Echolink transceiver. Back to you.
Yes, this is 850GG, KD0ETQ. I think he was talking about, I guess the phones are talking about are the Android types or the smartphones, the phones that you can load apps on. Echolink is compatible with some of them. I'm not sure exactly which ones, as I don't have one myself, but a lot of the tablets and so forth, you can install Echolink on them, so you can have your... You know, you can be carrying your phone around and use the app for Echolink. You know, it's the same thing. You can install a lot of the ones that connect to the internet. The any kind of the smartphones that have an internet connection, a lot of them have apps for EchoLink, their EchoLink app for Android and so forth, the different phones, and they're coming through EchoLink using their phone. Go ahead.
Oh, very nice. I was, after all the studying I've been doing for this general ticket coming up here, I was understanding that, and I guess I had it wrong, that EchoLink was like data and character typing. I thought it was all done on the keyboard. I didn't know you could use your voice on that. That's new to me. Great. KD0 GPS back to control.
Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah. It depends, any of the smartphones, I think a lot of them have apps, depending if you got Android or if you got something else. But a lot of the people I know that's got the smartphones, say EchoLink can be put on there. Any of the ones with an internet connection, I believe a lot of them have the internet connection, and you can put an EchoLink app on there. The ones that, you can put different apps from different, all the different, I'm not that familiar with the app since I don't have a smartphone, but I know a lot of people, my daughter and my grandkids even have them. But EchoLink, a lot of people use their phones with the EchoLink app and come through EchoLink, when they're out of range of the repeaters or they're somewhere they can't, they're not using their HTs, they want to just come right in on EchoLink. They seem to work fine. So thanks again. Once again, this will be a KD0ETQ, looking for check-ins to the Hanningham TechNet. Call now.
I'm N5OZG. Did you get me, sir?
Okay, yeah, N5OZG Mobile. I called you in there to come back, and I didn't hear nothing, and then got another call in there that just kind of came in. But I got you in there for a minute, and... I think Eric said KF5QQB, Eric was using the repeater there and said there were some problems with it, so it seemed like it dropped out there. You were in, and then when I called you back, I didn't hear anything, so going back in there now, I think I got you now.
Well, we came back, someone else queued up, and double at the same time. People just don't know how to wait for this turn. Alright, I just
want to
make sure you got us checked in.
N5OZG, clear. Yeah, N5OZG. Yeah, we've got you in there. So, I think maybe two of you came in here at once. I only heard the one. So, sorry if I didn't pick you up. But, I did get you one for the count in there. So, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening there. Once again, KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, Hanningham, Thursday night TechNet, looking for check-ins or anybody that's got a question or just like to make a comment, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
KD0 Sierra Zebra Hotel with a comment here.
Okay, I got KD0 Sierra Zebra Hotel with a comment. Go ahead and get your name and location there. Yeah, KD0 Sierra Zulu Hotel, your turn, go ahead. Yeah, KD0 SZH. KD0 Sierra Zulu Hotel. Mark, I got you on the list there. Said you had a comment. I'm not hearing anything. Still listening for you. Go ahead. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Hope you can get back in there. You having a problem? I guess you can get back in there a little later. I'm not hearing anything at all. It's KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. Hanningham Thursday evening TechNet. Looking for check-ins. Any way you can get here, call now. Yeah, Pat, W0TDA recheck. Go ahead. Yeah, Pat, I didn't get most of that. Not sure if you're on the edge there or what. I only heard a few words here and there. I heard you say something about the other station and a comment, and I didn't get much more than that. W0TDA, you want to try it again? Yeah, Pat, I'm not hearing anything. I'm not sure if you're on the edge there, you're not making a repeater, but I caught a few words and nothing else. W0TDA is still in there?
Yeah,
Pat, I heard you say your call, and then you just, the noise got you, and you were gone. Yeah, Pat, you still, I'm not sure if you're still in there or not. I got part of your call, and the noise took a hold of you, and I'm not sure if you're just on the edge of the repeater or what's happening, but I'm unable to get you. So you want? I'll give it one more try before I start calling for any more check-ins. You still in there, Pat? Okay, well, I got nothing in there. Listen for you again later, Pat, if you can't get in. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec with the Henny Hem Thursday Night TechNet. Looking for check-ins. Got a comment, a question, or you just like one for the count, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
Yeah, this is KB1ZGP again. I know I said 73s, but there was some very interesting comments, and I think I heard him fade out too. I think his name was Pat there, and if he was making a reference, because I did hear most of his comment or message to that effect, was something about the Echo Link with the phone. So just one other thing I just want to mention is that it also has a PIN code, so if you leave your phone somewhere, they don't get on your frequency on the Echo Net and use you as reference to whatever they might be communicating with. So with that in mind, it's a very secure operation on the cell phone. So I just thought I'd throw that in there too. This is KB1ZGP.
Okay, KB1ZGP. Thanks for the comment. Give me your. I didn't either. I didn't mark it down or what. What is your name there? I didn't get that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should have made it really clear in the beginning. I think I didn't, so that's my fault, and I apologize for that. The name is Joe, and I'm here in which city, which is geographically on the map, would be Massachusetts. Back over Control Net.
Oh, okay. KB1's GP. Okay, Joe. Yeah, I didn't have a name marked down for you. You might have said it, and I just didn't mark it down. But we got that now in Massachusetts now. Yeah, okay, on all the comment there. Yeah, I heard a little bit of what you heard, but I'm not sure. He may be on the edge of the repeater up there. He's there. Whatever system he was coming through. He looked like he might have been coming through Vanna or LP. I'm not sure. I might have just wasn't making it. He was at first, and then he kind of noise overtook him, and I couldn't get him on a couple of retries. Couldn't get him back, so maybe he'll come back in later. Okay, thanks for the comments there. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, looking for check-ins to the Handy Ham Thursday evening TechNet. Got any comments or questions, or you'd just like to come in for the count? Call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
Kilo Echo Zero Romeo Foxtrot. Name here's Luella.
Okay, got a Luella in there. I got a Kilo Echo Zero, and I missed the letters there. Come back, Luella, with the phonetics and your call again and your location. Go ahead.
Okay, fine business there. Kilo Echo Zero Romeo Foxtrot. KE0RF. Located Rosemount, about 20 miles south of St. Paul. And just giving you one for the count. I must say, WA0TDA, I never heard him have such a dirty connection. He was cutting out, Pat was cutting out, and really had a lot of noise on his signal. I don't know what must have happened. Anyway, a beautiful day here at Rosemount, and we had a high of 52, nice sunshine, and a lot of snow got melted. That's about it. I don't have any technical questions, just listening along. KE0RF73.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in. KE0 Radio Foxtrot, got that. Okay, and got your, yeah, you're right. I haven't, usually Pat's a real clear signal. I'm not sure what happened. At least you're hearing the same thing I am. I was just wondering if it was me, but you kind of confirmed there that that's just how his signal is up there right now, so. I'm not sure if he was, I know he said earlier he was out walking, so maybe he just was out of range of, got in a bad area there, I don't know. And thanks for one for the count, thanks for checking in, have a nice evening there. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, St. Louis, looking for check-ins to the Handy Ham Thursday Night TechNet. Any way you can get here, with any kind of comments or just check-in for the count, call KD0ETQ now.
This is KD0 Sierra Zebra Hotel again. Sorry for the confusion earlier. I had microphone issues. Comment on the use of a smartphone with the handycam. I've done it, and I was, and it's worked great with an iPhone 4. I was talking with a node manager earlier on a few months ago, and he explained to me that the phone had to be linked to a particular internet site, that you couldn't necessarily just walk around and have the phone work, that when you got off of your wireless range, it would drop off because it would lose the identification that's associated with your router site, your wireless router site. I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but it seemed to work that way for me. Over.
Okay, thanks. Zero SZH. I thought something happened here when you didn't come back before. I don't. Like I said, I don't have any knowledge on the smartphones because I've never had one. Like I said, my kids and grandkids have them, but I don't. Never did. I guess eventually in the next year I'll probably get one, so maybe later this year. But yeah, I've heard some kind of comments like that you do have to. Same with any kind of cell phone, I guess. You need a connection. I know some of the smartphones you can buy, you know, like a monthly internet, you know, like you can go to get, I think it's Cricket and things like that. You just, you know, they've got a little thing you snap in there on your phone, and you got gives you your internet connection, and you can pretty much, you know, like walk around with a wireless connection. So, I'm sure there's areas where you just aren't going to get to, but until I get my own and tried myself, I can only go by what other people have, you know, what other people have done. And a comment you made, I've heard the same type of comment from other people, that it works just like that. So back over to you for any further comments. This is KD0SCH, KD0ETQ, and Annette.
Yeah, this is Mark, KD0SCH, ZH, bad call sign. The point I was trying to make is that and another gentleman alluded to this, the security with Handycam is very high, which is good, because not everybody then can get in and use it. But my understanding was that your local phone is tied into your personal phone is tied into your own local web. And that you can't necessarily use it no matter where you are. Now, this may be incorrect, but this is what I found, that once I got beyond the signal of my own wireless router, then I lost the Handycam connection. Over.
Well, I'm on one right now. This is KB1ZGT with my comment. Back over to net control.
Okay, I think I had to do a 2E in there once. KD0SCH. Was making a comment on what he had heard. I believe KB1ZGP, you want to come back and make the comment you were making? Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I was just trying to let the gentleman know that last transmitted was that I think it's pretty much close to the truth as far as when he was talking to someone that knew about it, the situations on the phone. But what I really wanted to say to him was that it's like drop calls. If you're in a bad area and a bad, off the repeater on the edge or something like that, your signature won't be recognized and you will be dropped. So with that being said, it's kind of like touch and go, like most phones. And I also try to mention, depending on what kind of phone you have, some phones, the more you use a certain direct connection, it will allow you to, it kind of gets smart and it knows your, like, area, so the towers will, like, kind of locate where you are a little more rapidly. But then the other end is, like, if you go to Florida or somewhere else, and then whatever kind of net connection that you have might hamper your transmission. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. I hope you understand what I mean by that. So it's just a matter of phones get smarter as you talk longer, and it kind of follows you around and gets your signature as far as like where you are on the specific phone that you're using. But at the same time, you do experience drop calls. This is KB1 ZGP.
Yeah, KB1 ZGP. I got all that information. KB0 SZH. Did you copy that? And is that in the help to you, or is that something you follow? Go ahead.
No, I understand. It was it's almost, you get in two different situations. You get the phone interconnectivity that's typical for any phone, but then you also have, since you're working over an internet connection, you have to be tied into a computer someplace also, and that the two of them have to coexist quite well, or it's not going to work. Over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you both understand each other. They were kind of talk about a little bit similar and some different in little area. What you were talking about, the internet connection and dropped connection and having to be connected a certain way. I kind of understand that. So, anybody have any other comments on that with the smartphones, on any connection? And I believe it originally started when W0TDA Pat, who I've kind of lost now, is I think he was wondering about specifically about the Nexus 4 Android regarding Echolink. I don't know if anybody has any familiarity there with Nexus 4 Android and Echolink, instead of just in general smartphones. So then this is KD0ETQ. I'll be looking for any further comments or check-ins. You can call now.
Alpha Delta Zero Delta Juliet.
Okay, I believe it was Alpha Delta Zero Alpha Juliet. Let me know if Alpha Delta Zero Alpha Juliet is the call. If that's correct, then give me your name and QTH there. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Joe, Alpha Delta Zero Delta Juliet. And I'm actually talking through Echolink for the very first time. I was listening to you folks on the net tonight on my handheld in the kitchen, with which I don't think I can hit my repeater because it's just a little bitty thing. And I remembered while hearing you guys talking about Echolink that I have that I had installed Echolink and gotten an account kind of before I really knew exactly what it was, because I'm a pretty new ham myself. And then I thought, well, golly, let me see if this thing works. And by golly, it appears to work. So just wanted to check in with that. This is a Galaxy S3 phone. Android, of course, my location is Bloomington, Minnesota. Just in the kitchen cooking some dinner here, and thought I'd say hi and try out this new stuff. Go ahead, back to net control.
Yeah, okay, there, Joe, Alpha Delta Zero Delta Juliet there, up there in Minnesota. Yeah, it sound fine on the phone you got there. I'm on St. Louis, so I'm just running straight Echolink. But yeah, you're coming in real good, and always glad to have new people on here. I don't believe I've heard you before on here. I think you said you're fairly new to Echolink. But yeah, a lot of people now are using the smartphones to connect to Echolink, and I think a couple weeks ago we had somebody on an HD that was going through their local repeater that had Echolink, and they were in Germany speaking to someone in Japan that was on going through Echolink there with their HD. So get a lot of, sometimes you get some DX things you don't expect using that type of system. So thanks there for checking in, Joe, and you sound real good. Anybody else have any comments about anything, or like to check in for the count? This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec listening. Okay, nothing here. Well, about an hour and 8 minutes now. Kind of a slow night, so we'll probably start taking final check-ins where we close it out here. Never had really had a major topic. We talked a little bit about the smartphones and how Echolink works with them. I know we did have one person, W0TDA Pat, who wanted to know specifically about the Nexus 4 Android and Echolink. I'm not sure we had anybody with one or that knew exactly about that particular Android. But Going to start taking final check-ins. Any, if I'd like a check-in before we close it out, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now. Okay, nothing heard. So we'll make this the final call for a check-in to the Thursday night Anyham TechNet. We'll take one more listen, and then we'll close it on out. And if you have any comment or like to just check in before I close it out, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
Yeah, this is KB1ZGP. I just wanted to throw in, I heard the last guy's comment there that he checked out the Echo Link, and I guess he has it on his smartphone, Android, what have you. If you look at the features, too, it also has memory. So, in other words, you can get on this particular Echo Link station or frequency, and you can also just scroll around and just put them in as your favorites. You should see that on your phone. It would say favorites. So that way you don't have to go scrolling through the whole text information, what have you there. But it's the same thing. You can just like lock into your favorite stations. And I know you're coming to a close, so I'm going to say 73 to everyone. And doing a great job over there. I'm sorry I forgot your call sign. But you sound good. Everything's working on your end, that's for sure. Okay, KB1ZGP. Good night, everybody.
Oh, okay there, Joe. KB1ZGP. Joe, I think as I got your name. We have two or three Joes in here tonight. So, okay, thanks for all the comment on that. Maybe 80-0 DJ, another Joe, call what you said there about the phones there. And thank everybody for checking in. We'll take going to take one more listen here, see if we got anybody like to make a comment or check in before we close it out for good there. Call KD0ETQ now. Okay, we had no comment, nothing else heard, so... This is Phil in St. Louis, Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango, Quebec. So what we're going to do is we're going to close out this week's Anyham Thursday Night TechNet. KD0ETQ being net control for the 7 p.m. Central Time every Thursday. Spilling in tonight for KK4JZX, Jose. Going to be taking his trip there this month. Yeah, I'll be net control tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time for the normal Friday directed net that we have at 11 o'clock. Be back tomorrow at 11. Just want to thank everybody for checking in, those that made comments, and even those maybe are just monitoring that either don't have microphones or just like to listen. Thank them for being around. So I'd like to close it out officially. Return all devices and repeaters back to normal amateur radio use, and thank all the repeater owners and operators for letting us use them and be part of the Anyham TechNet on Thursday nights and 11 o'clock on the daytime. So this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec saying 73s to everybody and closing out this TechNet. So 73s all, and have a good night.